So today I want to talk about this video that we watch here. It's called Shells. We watch a lot of Rob Bell videos here. He's one of our favorites. If you've never heard of him and you like Christianity and the teachings of Christianity, I recommend you look that up. And he's got a lot of really good videos where he makes some really excellent points that correspond to the growth we're trying to get in recovery. And there's one video that we show here regularly in spirituality. It's called Shells. And so the premise of this video, the entire point that he's trying to make in this video, is that in order to have the one thing we really want in life, there are other things we are going to have to say no to or let go of. That as humans, we just have a limited capacity. And so if we want the one true good thing in our life, whatever that is for each of us, there are things that we can't have, things that we don't need, things that are going to get in the way. And he talks about a lot of things that keep us busy and our focus on material things and the nitpicky petty fights we pick with people we love and whatever we're filling up our time with that is ultimately not the important thing that any of us really want. Most of that is, in this space, the word sobriety. But what that really means, that one word, what it really means is the chance to be free, the chance to have choice, the chance to experience true, deep love. That's what we're all after, a purpose and a chance to fulfill it. And so this video has become one of my favorites that we work with, probably because at the very end, he tells this story about one of his sons. And it's this very beautiful story that illustrates this point about wanting the one thing. And the story goes like this. Rob and his wife and their two sons are walking along the beach, just enjoying family vacation. And the sons are going about collecting shells, as we do at the beach. They're picking up all these little pieces, and not a lot of these are even whole shells. They're just little broken fragments. He refers to them as shell shrapnel. And so they're going about their way, collecting all their pretty little pieces of shells. And one of the sons, I think the younger of the two, sees off in the distance in the water this starfish bobbing up and down. And what a great find that is. He's so excited about this starfish. And so his whole family says, go ahead, go get it, it's yours. And so his son takes off running through the water towards the starfish. He gets about halfway there. And he turns around and he comes right back up to the beach. And he's frustrated and disappointed. And they're saying, what's wrong? That's your starfish, go get your starfish. And they're encouraging him. So he goes back out into the water again, and he runs, and he gets like 3/4 of the way, even closer this time. But the same thing happens. He turns around, and he runs back to the shore, and he's just really upset and frustrated. And they say, no, come on, do it. You can do it. Go get it. So he goes again, and he runs out a third time, and he's right there. He's right by the starfish, but he doesn't grab it. In frustration and disappointment, he runs again the third time all the way back to the beach. And his parents are just confused what is going on. They say, why won't you grab it? You're right there. Don't you want it? Take it. It's yours. And he says, I can't. And they say, why? Why can't you? And he says, because my hands, they're full of shells. So this process of walking along the beach, he's filled his hands up with all these little fragments of broken pieces of shells, things that maybe seem valuable, but in the long run, his hands are so full he can't grab onto this one truly valuable thing that he wants, which is this starfish. So the metaphor here is pretty obvious, right? What are the tiny little, maybe meaningless things that we fill up our lives with that keep us from getting or having time or having space in our heart for that one thing that we really want or that we really value? What's getting in the way? And so Rob is talking again a lot about these things that we fill our life up with, meaningless activities or too much time watching TV or an obsession with having the next great cell phone or staying busy all the time, or joining 20 different clubs just to feel a part of something, when all we really need is that one thing that truly fits our purpose and our belonging to pursue. And so we ask people here, when it comes to their sobriety or recovery, what is it, if they're saying yes to that, what are the things that they need to say no to? Right? Is it a job where I'm tempted to use on the job? Is it a relationship that's turned out to be toxic? Are they old friends that I've used with? What are these things we need to say no to get that one starfish called recovery? So we've been going along doing this for a while. I've seen this video several times, and it was probably about the fourth or fifth time before I really honed in on the word shrapnel. So he's telling this story, and he's talking about going along the beach and the little pieces of shells, and he uses the word shrapnel. And I always thought that was a weird choice of wording. But then I decided maybe it wasn't weird, maybe it was intentional. And so I took a closer look at that word shrapnel and what it really means. Shrapnel is named after a man, Shrapnel, who in 1806 developed a hollow bomb ball casing that when the bomb was sent off, it would explode into a bunch of tiny pieces, right? Bombs hadn't been hollow before. They wanted that weight so they could, you know, destroy once they hit. But this one was designed to shatter into a bunch of pieces, because those pieces on their own, those broken pieces, create so much more destruction. And so what is shrapnel? Well, shrapnel is something broken. It's a remnant of an explosion. It's something meant to cause pain and destruction. And it's something that's outlived its purpose. Shrapnel's what's left behind. So when we're talking about shrapnel that my hands are full of, this isn't just the things I keep myself busy with. These are the things, what are the things in my life that are broken, that are remnants of explosions that have happened or traumas that have happened, or things that have outlived their purpose in my life that are now so full in my hands that I can't get the one thing I want. I think in a space like this, shrapnel starts to look like an old resentment that I'm holding on to. It starts to look like an old trauma that I haven't processed. It starts to look like grief that I'm trying to bury. It starts to look like old ways of thinking, bad habits, old ways of doing things. And if I was to take a moment to seriously consider, what is my hand full of? What are these broken pieces of my past life that I still carry around with me? I could finally realize maybe what they are getting in the way of. What starfish can I not grab onto? Sometimes it's easier to put those shells down than other times. Sometimes that broken piece is like a negative perception about something, and it's as easy as choosing to think differently. Sometimes that piece of shrapnel is something very deeply buried, like a trauma, and it's not so easy to just put down. It's not just a matter of choice. Sometimes it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of therapy, a lot of specialized therapy. Sometimes it takes working the steps. The beautiful thing about steps 1-3 is that it really shows us that perspective of the fact that, wow, there are things in my life that are getting in the way. And I need help to clean my hands out. And in step 4, which we talk a lot here, it's a moral inventory that we take. It's a chance to sit down and say, what are those things that are in my hands? What are the fears, the resentments, the hurts that I'm holding on to, that I need to get rid of, that I need to work on putting down? Step four allows me that chance. And step five, sharing that out loud, allows me that chance. And then six and seven, we work on changing those character defects. I put down those things that are no longer serving me well. Eight and nine, I'm repairing relationships that are broken. And then we're moving into maintenance. So this is all a process of examining, what am I carrying around that I don't need to carry anymore? When we talk about resentments here, we talk a lot about the imagery of carrying around rocks. What would it be like if you carried around a rock for every resentment that you had? Well, you'd have a backpack full of rocks and you'd be trying to hike the trail here, and it would be exhausting. And some of us have resentments that are so big that they're like the size of boulders and we can't move them. So we're stuck in the middle of the trail, not going anywhere. And that's spiritually, that's where we are in life. We're not going anywhere because this is weighing us down. I think a lot of us, that backpack or our hands full of shells, it's been that way so long, we don't even notice anymore. We think that it's not a problem. We think we're carrying it just fine. And what this program gives me is the chance to witness other people work it and see what it's like when they put those burdens down. The freedom and the renewal and the peace that comes with that. Have your hands been full so long that you've forgotten what's there? Are you grasping for this starfish and you can't figure out why you can't hold on to it? Maybe it's time to take a look at what are the broken pieces in your life that you don't need anymore. What are the resentments that are weighing you down? What are the fears that are holding you back? What are the broken patterns of thought and behavior that have you trapped in an unhealthy cycle? Because if we want to say yes to this life of recovery, if we want that starfish, that life of purpose and meaning and love and relationships, we're going to have to say no to some things. And it's not just the things that are going out to have a drink with the buddies or working this job where people use. It's also the things or like the traumas and the hurts and the wounds we carry around. Those we have to make a choice as well to say no to. And those take sometimes a lot of effort to put down, but it is possible. And so that's what I challenge you today, to ask yourself, what is filling up your hands? And what purpose are those things serving you? Where are they getting you today? And what might it take for you to change that, to put those things down? Amen.